One of the most amazing discoveries in modern astronomy was that stars are composed mainly of hydrogen. Before 1925, astronomers envisioned stars as being a lot like Earth, rocky but very hot. Then Cecilia Payne presented her thesis as the first woman to get a PhD in astronomy at Radcliffe College, then a part of Harvard. She made use of spectroscopy. The image of a star is split into a line along which the different colors of light are spread out. There are distinctive dark bands from chemical elements in the star's outer envelope absorbing light very selectively. Well, that technique had already been used in 1868 to discover the element helium in the sun before it was found on Earth. Cecilia Payne's painstaking work on thousands of stars was praised as brilliant by the most prominent astronomers, Harlow Shapley, her advisor, and Henry Russell Norris. However, they disagreed with her conclusion and with its basis in the solid theory of Indian physicist Meghnad Saha. Male chauvinism, professional egotism, and bigotry certainly played into this rejection. To get her work published, she had to downplay her conclusion and present it as a possible error. Only in 1929 did Norris independently verify her results. He credited her with the discovery, but generally got credit for it. She became a professor in 1956, work out the math, and stayed at the observatory until she died in 1979. It's been a long haul for women scientists. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.